This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Can't even make this stuff up. What NC State has done to get into this Sweet 16 is crazy. They lost their last four regular season games, and then they turned it around like nobody's business. They are sitting here playing for the right to go to the Elite Eight as the 11th-seeded Wolfpack are trying to win eight straight games when they battle the 2-seed Marquette tonight in the South Region in Dallas. DJ Jazzy Jeff Burns Jr. has been crazy in the low block for the Wolfpack. Now he says all the bandwagon fans are jumping on. I'm just saying, welcome back, Burns said. They didn't really believe in us. They probably still don't, but that doesn't matter to us. We're just going to stay together. If you're supporting us, thank you. If not, that's what it is. Oh, here we go again with the let's feel sorry for ourselves. Nobody believed in us. Nobody liked us. Everyone doubted us. Everyone was against us. And we're only in this for ourselves. Here we go with that nonsense. But look at this. They weren't doing anything. In the four losses to end the season, they were by an average of 9 points. And then they had a stretch where they lost 10 of 14. But then they won 5 games in 5 nights to win the ACC tournament and got it done with wins in the tournament over Texas Tech in the first round, 80-67. They pounded the 6-seeded Raiders. And then in overtime, they got by Oakland, the Grizzlies, by 6. Even though they were laying 6.5, they won it 79-73, and that's all that matters to them. Their coach, Keats, is really impressed with the team. He said, I just think we've come together. Like, we've been a good team all year. We just hadn't stacked games. We hadn't stacked opportunities. You think about a lot of people put so much into our last 4 games. Burns had 24 and 11 rips in the win over Oakland and is averaging 20 points in their 2 NCAA wins. Mohamed Diarra had double-doubles in both games and is averaging 14 and 12.5 boards in the tournament, which is unbelievable. Now you look at Marquette. They got wins 87-69 over the 15th-seed Western Kentucky with a huge second half as they blew them out, the Hilltoppers. And then they barely beat Colorado in a great game on Sunday, 81-77 over the 10th-seeded Buffs in the second round to reach their first Sweet 16 since 2013. Tyler Kolek is the reason. He's back from the oblique. And he's averaged 19.5 points, 11 dimes, and shot 63% in the 2 wins in the tournament. Kolek said, I'm not really feeling anything when I'm playing right now, which is a good thing, knock on wood. But even if I was, I'd be playing through it. That's just the nature of who I am. He had 21 and 11 dimes in the win over Colorado. Cam Jones has been spectacular. He added 18. And a lot of people thought that Marquette needed it. They lost in the second round last season and in the first round in 2022. Kolek said, for this group, we feel like it's been a long time coming. The first year didn't go how we wanted. Second year didn't go how we wanted. And then coming back this year, we had a vengeance. I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're just not running from it anymore. When you think about it, Monday of this week was the 50th anniversary of when NC State produced the 76-64 win over Marquette in the 74 National Championship game. David Thompson of the Wolfpack was the most outstanding player of the Final Four. So that's going way back. This should be an awesome game. Let's see if the Wolfpack can hang with the mighty Marquette team that's highly seeded and everybody thinks is going to roll past NC State. I think the Wolfpack are going to give them a game. So that game in the South region is at 7:09 on CBS. The next game is at 7:39 tonight on TBS. The 5-seed Gonzaga against the 1-seed Purdue in the Midwest region. Purdue laying 5, 154.5 the total. By the way, that Marquette spread is Marquette minus 6, 151 is the total. And you look at this game. Purdue and Gonzaga, they don't play in the same conferences at all. One's in the small WCC, the other in the powerful Big Ten. But they know each other. They faced each other during the regular season for two straight seasons. But these stakes are a lot higher. The top-seeded Boilers, 31 wins, have cruised through the first couple of rounds. They spanked Grambling, the 16 seed, 78-50, and they did the same thing to the 8-seed Utah State. 106-67. That was ugly. And it's not going to be that easy against Gonzaga. In their first meeting, Purdue won 73-63 in the quarters of the Maui in November. Edie had 25 and 14 boards and 3 blocks. He racked up 7 boards and 3 blocks in the Boilers' 84-66 win over Gonzaga during the Phil Knight Legacy Tournament in November last season. So he's had his way with this Gonzaga team, no doubt about it. But nobody cares about those games now at all. Trey Kaufman-Wren, who had a huge game against Utah State, said it helps that we've played them, but they're a different team now. When you go throughout the season, you get better, you get more connected as a unit, you get better defensively, you get better offensively. They have the same personnel. They're just better together, of course. The Boilers lost last year to Fairleigh Dickinson, St. Peter's the year before that, North Texas the year before that. Edie averaged 26.5 points, 17.5 rebounds, 3 blocks in their 2 wins over the weekend. He is just flat out unstoppable. And their perimeter game is a lot better. They knocked down 11 of 23 3-point attempts against Utah State. Now, Gonzaga entered the tourney with no fanfare. They were a 5-seed. They had little trouble getting to the Sweet 16. They beat up on McNeese big, the 12-seed, 86-65. And then Kansas, they spanked them 89-68 in their first 2 games in Salt Lake City. Mark Few said the Sweet 16 thing, we don't take it for granted. I'll say it again. I think it's the greatest sporting event in the entire world. It's so exciting and just awesome to be a part of it. Probably even better than it is being able to take your groups through it. Yeah, mid-December, late December, this was looking like, hey, maybe it wasn't going to happen, you know, but they've had it all going. Anton Watson, 13 points, 13 boards, 9 dimes against McNeese, then 21, 6 boards against the Jayhawks. Nemhard, 21 assists in the 2 wins. Ryan Nemhard is a badass, the floor general for the Zags. Should be a great game. Purdue and Gonzaga, the second game up tonight. The third game up tonight is at 9:39, the tip on CBS, and it's Houston laying 4, 134.5 against Duke, the 1 against the 4. Does it get any better than these two hooking up? Obviously, the Cougars' defense is unbelievable. Houston averages 74 points, 7.6 more per game than Duke gives up. They give up 66.5. Duke averages 22 more points per game, 79.8, than Houston allows, which is 57.7 per. You look at the top guys in this game. LJ Cryer averages 3 6.1, made 3-pointers per game for the Cougs, scoring 15.5 points while shooting 38% from beyond the arc. Emmanuel Sharp is shooting 37% and averaging 13 points over the last 10 games. Filipowski for Duke averaging 16.6, 8.1 boards, 1.6 blocks for the Devils. Jared McCain, the freshman, 16.6 points over the last 10 games. In the last 10 games, the Cougars 9-1, averaging 74.8 points, 31 rebounds, 13 assists, 9 steals, 4.7 blocks per game. Meanwhile, Duke 7-3 in their last 10, averaging 78 points, 36 rebounds, 15 dimes, 6.9 steals, 3.4 blocks per game while shooting 48% from the field. Their opponents have averaged 63.6 per. This game's at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Again, Houston favored, laying the 4.5. Now, the final game tonight is at 10:09 on TBS. It's the 3-seed Creighton against the 2-seed Tennessee in the Midwest region. Tennessee laying 2.5. 144 is the total. And a pair of wins in Detroit this weekend in the Midwest could change that for one of these programs. You know, they've made the NCAA tournament a combined 51 times. Neither has reached the Final Four. Tennessee, the 2, has one Elite Eight appearance on its resume in 2010. The Vols reached the Sweet 16 last season and got upset by FAU by 7. The Vols had no trouble with 15 seed St. Pete in this year's first round, rolling 83-49. Tennessee's second round opponent, Texas, the 7th seed, took it to the limit in Charlotte. The Vols needed 4 free throws from Dalton Connect to win it by 4. Their coach, Rick Barnes, said, "I'm just excited we're moving on because a year ago we were a good team." And, of course, Ziegler went down, and we really had to recreate ourselves at the end of the year. We won games like this to get to the Sweet 16 a year ago. We struggled to score, but we won those kinds of games. Actually, the older guys kept saying, "We've been here before. We know what we've got to do." Creighton had a harder time getting to Detroit, a 77-60 win over Akron in the first round, but they had to go to double overtime to beat the 11-seed Oregon, 86-73. Those games were in Pittsburgh. Trey Alexander had 20 against Oregon. Of course, this Blue Jay team lost to San Diego State in the Elite Eight last year by 1, and they almost made the Final Four. The games are obviously going to be kick-ass tonight. I'm all over it. We're all over it.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open, and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.